You're listening to Brains On, where we're serious about being curious. We're gearing up for our next full episode, which will be out in about a week. Or if you're listening to this at a later date, it's out right now, so go listen to it. But we want to give you some food for thought in the meantime. Recognize this sound? Yep, our next episode is all about roller coasters. And to really understand them, we wanted to let you in on how they got rolling in the first place. We present to you this 3.5-minute history of roller coasters told by Eric Ringham. Ready, Eric?
Ready.
Your 3.5 minutes starts now.
It all began in Russia in the 1600s. Before America was even a country, they created ice slides. Riding the slide was a little something like this. You climb up a wooden staircase 7 stories tall. At the top, looking down, you'll see an ice-covered slide that stretches for hundreds of feet. You climb on top of a block of ice with a straw mat on top, and off you go. What do you think?
Chilly. Fun, but chilly.
The French took their inspiration from the Russians and made a non-winter version of the amusement by adding wheels to carriages that would go down on tracks on undulating slides. It's because of this borrowing of ideas that the French call roller coasters Russian mountains.
Montagne russe.
Oddly enough, they're called American hills in Russian.
Amerikansky gore.
So why, you ask, do the Russians call it, what was that again?
Amerikansky gore.
Right. Why do they call it Amerikansky gore? That's because the roller coaster, as we know it today, was invented in the USA. LaMarcus Thompson is known as the father of the American roller coaster. The first ride he built at Coney Island in 1884 was called the Gravity Pleasure Switchback Railway. It was thusly named because it took advantage of the force of gravity and brought riders great pleasure.
Have you experienced the Gravity Pleasure Switchback Railway? Step right up and be one of the first to experience this wonder of the modern world.
Even though the carts had to be manually pulled to the top and maximum speeds were 6 miles per hour, which is about how fast many people can run, the ride was a hit. The next big leap in coaster technology? The continuous track.
Ooh.
Now, riders ended up where they started, and inventors figured out how to make a mechanical hoist so the cars didn't need to be towed to the top manually. John Miller started off as one of LaMarcus Thompson's employees, but soon became responsible for many major roller coaster innovations. He holds over 100 patents. Before Miller, in the early 1900s, the tallest roller coasters reached about 30 feet. And its top speed was maybe 20 miles per hour. Thanks to Miller and his patents, coasters began climbing higher and zooming faster. Two of his inventions are still found on nearly every roller coaster: the safety ratchet, which keeps the coaster from rolling backwards on steep climbs, and the under-friction wheel, which goes under the track and keeps the cars from flying off the rails. Two other major milestones. In 1959, the first steel roller coaster, the Matterhorn Bobsleds, opened at Disneyland. Then, in 1975, the first roller coaster that flips you upside down in a corkscrew opened at Knott's Berry Farm.
Whoa!
Going upside down was actually something French and American thrill seekers tried much earlier, but back and neck injuries caused them to abandon the idea.
Whoa!
Ouch!
The corkscrew changed all that. Since then, roller coaster designers have been working to make roller coasters taller, steeper, and faster, and they've been thinking of new ways to wow riders. Goliath, a new roller coaster that opened this summer, goes at speeds up to 72 miles per hour and features a 180-foot drop that's nearly vertical. Whew! Back to you, Molly.
Thanks, Eric. And only 15 seconds over. Not bad. Do you have questions you want us to answer on Brains On? 8-year-old Sadie wrote in with a question for us.
What makes paint stick?
I thought it was a good question because I don't know, and I don't know if many people do, and I just really want to know. I think it's probably some, like a material in the paint, but I don't know what material. Once I painted a gourd and it started chipping. I think that's because the gourd was round and the paint wanted to be flat.
We're working on an answer for her right now. And we want to hear your questions too. You can email them to us at brainson@minnesotapr.org. And if you're a fan of Brains On, consider leaving us a review in iTunes. The idea for our roller coaster episode came from two brothers.
My name is Aru, and I am 8.
My name is Ezra, and I'm 11.
They love roller coasters.
Once I went on a field trip with some group, and we passed Valley Fair, and the kid sitting next to me said, "How do people not fly out of coasters?" And I said, "Well, there are restraints and wheels under the track that grip on, and also it's more likely for you to get struck by lightning than be on a roller coaster accident."
Yeah, they've decided that roller coasters are more safe than any type of transportation, and it's safer than playing billiards and safer than chewing gum, so.
It's also more dangerous to play poker or get something out of a vending machine.
And even though they've spent a lot of time dreaming and learning about them, they still have a lot of questions about how designing a roller coaster actually works. How do you go from dream to reality? To help them answer those questions, the boys are going to talk to one of the biggest roller coaster designers of all time, Alan Schilke.
Hi, I'm Alan Schilke. I am a roller coaster designer. I started telling everybody in my family and friends that I was going to be a roller coaster designer at age 12.
Remember Goliath?
Goliath, a new roller coaster that opened this summer, goes at speeds up to 72 miles per hour and features a 180-foot drop that's nearly vertical.
Alan Schilke designed Goliath.
It's at Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois, right by Chicago. It's 85 degrees, which is very steep.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I could do that. To go on, do you guys want to go on it?
We're going to, actually.
When?
I think in like June or July next year.
If he's tall enough.
Make sure your safety harness is fastened. The next Brains On is going to be a wild, wild ride. Until then, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at brains_on. And you can listen to past episodes at our website, brainson.org, or in your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening.
Brains On.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.